The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarro, certified financial planner professional here in the studio for you, along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Of course, Craig Montana running the studio for us, and just had a conversation with a friend about an hour ago on my little cell phone here, and she said, "Is the market still down today?" Yeah. Yes. Yes.
An hour ago, it wasn't even open.
Well, I know. You know, I said the futures at that point were not looking good. And at this point, yes, now that we've been open for about 40 whatever minutes, yes.
We
are
down.
Still down, but yep, not like what we have been. I mean, we haven't been doing so hot lately. So she said, well, are we like negative now for everything? So I decided since she was asking about this that when we come back from our little commercial break, we'll take a look at where we stand since January.
Now, what some returns have been, you know, recently, year to date, 1 year, and so on, and kind of give you an idea of what the returns have been overall, because we do get lots of questions about the ups and the downs, and we get more questions about the downs, obviously.
That's when people really call up, you know, and they go,
happening now?
Yeah. So we'll talk a little bit about that, kind of give you some perspective. I think that's important. Also, a lot about what other things really matter. For those of you who may be 10 years from retirement, or you're less than that, or you're already retired, you know what? What about some of these issues that we also hear a lot about? Like, when should you take Social Security? I know we talk about that, but there are some pointers, again, because it never hurts to give these out and at least get you thinking, whether it's for you or someone you know. If you're younger and your folks are dealing with this, have them listen to the program, because I talk about this a lot, because it's, boy, there are some decisions, Jamie, you can make that, I mean, they're killer decisions, and they're zapping you for your entire retirement life.
Well, it's more complicated than you might think about Social Security, when to take it, what's the difference between you and your spouse, how is it calculated, what choices do I have to make. I know we're going to talk a little bit when we talk about this about the differences between trying to go it alone and figure it out versus trying to get some help. So it's a really important issue, because it can, we've seen instances where it makes a difference, six-figure differences overall for the rest of your life and the amount of income you receive from Social Security.
Yeah, well, in fact, it can be like $100,000 to $300,000 in your Social Security income if you don't think about this, get the right advice.
If you don't make the right choices.
Yeah, it's tough. So we don't want you going there, so we're going to talk about some of that. Also, any of you who buy prescription drugs, even if you have a health care plan that pays for all or most of that. Inflation? We'll talk a little bit about that. And how about your personality? Are you more likely to get scammed?
It's very interesting.
Yeah. So that and more. And of course, if you got some specific questions, anything to do with you and your money, this is your opportunity to give us a call. Put two financial brains at work just for you. If you're shy, you can do it while we're in the commercial break. No one will hear you but me and Jamie right now. So here's a way to do that on our private line. Fire away with whatever's on your mind about you, your money, retirement, anything else there. Here's our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
The Blinn College Alumni and Friends Association invites the community to join them in December 2020 for a once-in-a-lifetime cruise down the Danube River through Germany and Austria. Experience the beautiful and historic riverside cities firsthand, including the picturesque traditional Christmas markets, during the most wonderful time of the year. Enjoy a walking tour of Würzburg. Then proceed to Rothenburg, where visitors can explore the charming Christmas market and visit the Kathy Wolfhart Christmas Store and Museum. From there, begin a leisurely six-night cruise along the Danube River. Along the way, see Nuremberg's Christmas Market, the medieval city of Regensburg, the ornate Baroque architecture of Passau, Austria, the Vienna Opera House, and the awe-inspiring St. Stephen's Cathedral. To learn more about this exciting opportunity, attend the informational meeting on Thursday, May 16th at 5:30 p.m. in the Blinn Student Center. Or call the Blinn Foundation at 979-830-4273.
Uniques in Brenham frames more than just pictures. Uniques has experience, over 30 years in fact, of framing diplomas, fine arts, letters, or certificates. Bring your newly found treasure to Uniques at 708 North Park in Brenham. Want an unusual and personal gift for a loved one? With their large selection of frames and mats, Uniques guarantees they can meet or exceed your framing vision. Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Guess what, Brenham?
What?
Memorial Day Mattress Madness has arrived. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy. Now through Memorial Day, make Mattress Guys your stop for Mattress Madness savings. It doesn't matter what mattress you might make yours. We have up to $700 off brands like Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and even Tempur-Pedic. If money makes you mildly mad, then take advantage of our 0% interest for up to 48 months. We'll even throw the Z's in for free. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys. Call 836-1010 today.
If you see a police officer, fire truck, EMS, TxDOT, or a tow truck driver with their lights on the side of the road, remember, you must move over or slow down. This is Sergeant Stephen Woodard with the Texas Department of Public Safety reminding you, if you do not vacate the lane closest to the public servant or slow down 20 miles per hour below the speed limit, you can incur a fine of at least $200. The move over law is in effect for your safety and others that serve you in the state of Texas. Remember, move over or slow down. It's the law.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Well, a little sweetener in our stock brew this morning. The S&P 500's up. Okay, it's up like a fraction of a percent. But it's, you know, it went the other direction finally this morning. But, you know, how bad have things been, right? This is what we get asked. I was just asked this by my friend who called me earlier this morning and said, oh my God, you know, how bad is it? You know, how's everything looking and all this? She's looking fine. Okay. She's looking fine with her investments. And this is over time. But, Jamie, it's going to wiggle around here. Should we be worrying, I guess, is the real question that I got asked.
Well, it's kind of like when we do the 401k enrollments and we do the risk tolerance questionnaire. If you can't tolerate the ups and the downs, you probably shouldn't be in the markets to begin with. Mm-hmm. There are going to be ups and downs. And I know we're going to go through some numbers now as to how things have done. And the danger with looking at these numbers always is this doesn't reflect your portfolio.
No.
Your individual portfolio is yours. And when you started and up to now, those are different times and frames and risk and all of those things. These are just general things, kind of market indicators. That's all it does.
Yeah. So these are actual returns of these specific indexes, right? So the S&P 500, that's the 500 largest stocks in the United States. This is U.S. largest companies by market capitalization. Okay. Year to date, and this was as of just a couple of trading days ago, May 10th. Year to date, the S&P 500 is up 15.77%. Almost 16. Now, the last month, it's down a little over a tenth of a percent for the whole month because we've had some rocking and rolling. But, you know, where it really meets the road is over the last 12 months, it's up about 8%. Over the last 10 years, for those of you who are saving for retirement or longer-term investing, it's up over 15%. And that includes the nastiness that we had in 2008, the big wipeout, right? This is 15 years. So, just putting things in perspective, the small stocks, the biggest of the small stock indexes that we always like to point to is the Russell 2000. So far this year, up about 17%. Over last month, it's been down about 0.5%, all right? About 0.5%. And the Russell 2000 over the last 10 years has been up about 14.5%, all right? Let's talk about the foreign stuff, shall we? Okay. Foreign stuff, the MSCI, all country, everybody but the U.S. fund, all right, up almost 10% year to date, down almost 3%, down 2.81% right now for the last month. And the last 12 months, it's down over 6%. So they've been kind of beaten up a little bit more in other countries. One that I was talking with Jamie about on the way over to the radio station this morning, the what's called the Alerian MLP, that's Master Limited Partnership. And these, what are these kinds of investments?
Well, what these are is, again, you invest money in these limited partnerships, take that money, and the most common one that we talk about all the time would be like pipeline companies.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is oil and gas related.
Yeah. So they basically are in the business of shipping oil from one place to another through pipelines, and generally you invest in master limited partnerships in order to generate income through dividends.
Mm-hmm. So these are big dividend payers, by the way. Most of them are like probably 7-8% on the low end, and some are higher than that. But so far, not counting the dividends, they're up 17.5% year to date. Last month, they were positive, up almost 1%. Remember, everything else I was telling you was down. So this is why you diversify things in your portfolio. And we always harp about this, but you know, the numbers are not lying. So you have to have something that's well-rounded and designed the right way so that, you know, there are pluses and minuses that are going to happen all the time. But your real bottom line is what's going to happen over time as a whole and being properly diversified to take advantage of those good things and blunt the impact of anything that may not have gone quite as well.
Well, and it also illustrates a couple of things. One is we talk a lot about dollar cost averaging. And the advantage of dollar cost averaging, which is what you do in typically with your 401k plan, meaning that regularly you have money going in, tends to reduce the amount of risk that you have because you have money going in at different times. Mm-hmm. As an example, with the S&P 500 over the last month, you said it's down. What that means is if you had invested a month ago all of your money into the S&P 500 one month ago, you'd have less than you started with now. That's the risk that you take when you take all of your money and invest it on one particular day.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you're wanting to put all your money on one horse in the race, right?
A little bit that way. And so the numbers kind of illustrate that. Over time, historically, we hear over and over again that over time, those who invest in the markets do better. Of course, that depends on your choices, too.
Well, I mean, if you're 30, 35 years old, whatever you're investing in, whether it's in your 401k or brokerage account or whatever you got, that portfolio needs to look a lot different than someone who's 60 years old. I'm going to have this little lecture, portions of it, on Friday, and I'll be doing a 401k plan enrollment at a company up by the Woodlands. And this will be something we talk about. Now, most of their staff, I would say 60% at least, is going to be people under 35. And their stuff is going. Their portfolios need to look a lot different than the other folks who are ranging all the way up to 70, the business owner. So again, how do you make these adjustments? How do you plan for things the right way, and modify any risk that you're taking in order to be able to save for your retirement?
And one of the things we haven't talked much about is the fact that, when it comes to determining what your risk tolerance is, sometimes risk tolerance is jaded by the fact of lack of information.
Yes.
And what that means is you simply don't understand exactly what's going on, and therefore you're more afraid of what the returns are going to be. So your risk tolerance is less simply because you don't understand it. And I see that a lot. Mm-hmm. And the example would be like the group that you're going to be talking to. There are going to be some of them under age 35 who have a lot of knowledge about investing, and there are going to be some of them who have almost none.
Yeah, and how you plan a presentation around
that,
is kind of always a challenge. But, the main thing is to at least start the thought process and help people along the way learn about these things. I have another company where I'm just going to go in as a guest speaker for them with their plan participants when they have monthly meetings to kind of update their employees on all their different plans and not just their 401k. But I'll go in and I'll talk about particular subjects or investing in general, right? And just so that people become more educated, even though these guys have really sophisticated employees. They've got physicists and engineers and all that. But they've got other people, too, who don't have that type of training and background, and they're young and they're just starting off, and that personal touch of here's how to look at things and start those people off, as well as still meeting the requirements for these other people who are looking every single moment at their cell phone and tracking their investments. It's a mix there, but it is possible to do it. And that's one of the things we do as advisors as well with clients.
And I think that also brings up the topic of how safe is it for you to go ahead and try and do everything yourself online if you have limited knowledge about exactly what you're doing. If you were to ask me to go try and do surgery on somebody, I would not be very successful.
I don't think I'd even want to try that. Yeah.
Simply because I don't know how to do that, don't have enough knowledge to do that. And you kind of have to think about your money the same way. And there's lots of opportunities, I know, to do things online now, but that may not be your best option. We're going to talk a little bit later about Social Security.
Yeah, and that's one of those parts of things in our financial lives that really does matter, and not having proper information and guidance in when to take Social Security, what happens if this happens or that happens in your life, all these different things, that's very important. And most of us don't get that kind of training and help, basically, on what could be one of the biggest decision you're probably going to make that's going to govern the next 20, 30 years or more of your life if you're within 10 years or less of retirement. This is a big deal.
I recently saw an article that talked about education, and the issue that came up when it came to education was financial literacy of graduating students from high school or even college. And the financial literacy of the average student is very, very poor. I know you don't write a lot of checks anymore, but being able to balance your checkbook, how to write checks, how much money it takes to budget, mm-hmm. all of the different things that go into what you would expect you need to face life as an adult. Our students are graduating without any knowledge about that, and there's not any campaigns that I'm aware of currently that are being very successful in attacking that issue.
Now, we do have a program that's an elective here in Brenham at the high school, which I commend them for having. And it's a very popular elective among the students, especially the senior class. But that's very few of those, very few of those around. So we're also here to help out. That's part of our job.
That's what the show is for.
Yeah. So we're going to come back and talk about especially the Social Security thing in this next half hour of the program. And just a little stopover on inflation with prescription drugs. I couldn't believe it when I went to the drugstore the other day. Now,
this is a really hot topic. Congress is starting to take a look at that. I know the current administration, it's been a big issue. If you're a senior, the older you get, the more prescription drugs we end up taking. And so this has become a really hot topic. And we want to talk a little bit about the difference between inflation on prescription drugs and what overall inflation is. And I think you're going to be shocked.
Yeah. And for those of you who want to know, do you have the right personality to set yourself up to be scammed? A couple of words to the wise. Yep. When we come right back, we'll tap on that real quick. When we come back, in the meantime, questions, comments, concerns. This is about you and doing better with your money. That's what we do in our Neil Financial Group, and that's what we do on this show. So pick our brains right now. We're going to take a little commercial break while all that's playing. I know some of you are shy about having your voice on the air. No problem. Call us right now. It'll be in private. No one else will hear you if you call this number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
May is Better Hearing Month. Statistics show that an astounding 20% of adults between the ages of 20 and 69 have trouble hearing. Of those, nearly 28.8 million would benefit from the use of hearing aids. Texas ENT and Allergy invite you and your loved ones to make an appointment with their skilled team of audiologists and physicians to get those ears checked. They offer an array of services, from hearing testing to cochlear implants. Don't spend another day straining to hear your friends and family, struggling to hear the television, or living your life without one of the most vital senses. If you suspect that you or a loved one may be showing symptoms of hearing loss, don't wait. With Better Hearing Month in full swing, schedule an appointment with Texas ENT and Allergy. With convenient locations in College Station, Brenham, LaGrange, Huntsville, and Belleville, call 979-693-7419 or visit their website, txbetterhearing.com, for more information.
If you're looking for a great family vacation or just a weekend getaway for two, head to Casa Del Mar Beachfront Suites on Galveston Island. Their beautifully landscaped property features two sparkling swimming pools and a view of the Gulf from every room. Take a sunset stroll on the beach, dine on spectacular Gulf seafood, and enjoy Galveston Island's rich history, or just relax by the pool. Casa Del Mar offers great weekday packages, including tickets to Schlitterbahn Water Park, Moody Gardens, and the Galveston Island Historic Pleasure Pier. Their friendly staff is dedicated to making sure your stay is relaxing and fun. So call 1-800-392-1205 or visit their website at CasaDelMarTX.com. Casa Del Mar is centrally located on the Seawall Beachfront adjacent to Galveston's most recently replenished beach. Casa Del Mar Beachfront Suites, where service, value, and hospitality are guaranteed. Call 1-800-392-1205 or visit their website at CasaDelMarTX.com. Like Casa Del Mar on Facebook for extra savings.
This is John Deans, Brenham, Washington County Crime Stoppers. We have over $50,000 in our reward fund, so it's time to clean up the county. So we're now offering $1,000 guaranteed in cash, tax-free, for any tip that leads to arrest or indictment of a felony crime or capture of a wanted felon. That's right. Drop a dime on the slime and get $1,000 in cash in a matter of days. It's all anonymous. We don't know who you are, and we don't care. If there are bad guys dealing and stealing and running from the law, let Crime Stoppers know. We'll put one large in your hands. Call us at 836-TIPS. That's 836-8477. Stay safe.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to... poof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yeah. So whether you're an American woman, American man, or whatever, your personality comes in play in so many things. All of our interactions with friends, spouses, people we don't even know. We just meet them at the Walmart, whatever. But sometimes our personalities can get us into trouble. And... let's just take a real quick hit on that because we've been talking about it. Does your personality indicate that you might be more susceptible to being scammed? So I want you to kind of think about yourself here. And we want to make sure that if you realize any of these personality types, if it sounds like maybe you or someone you know, think about that so you don't end up getting being a victim.
Yeah, this is taken from an article written by Amy Knopfsfiger and Mark Federhoff.
Simple names.
There you go.
Easy for you, Jamie.
Right. Anyway, but it's a really good article. If this sounds like you, maybe you need to change your habits a little bit. The article had to do with whether your personality makes you vulnerable to fraud or to scams. We just got done with tax season, which is one of the most top popular seasons for scams. And so it's kind of a timely article. First off, you may be susceptible to scams if you respect authority.
Ooh, really?
Who would have thought? You know, if many common scams are perpetrated by crooks impersonating a police officer, an IRS, or a Social Security agent, or a court representative.
Yeah, those of you with cell phones... man, every
day, you know that. Yeah, you know.
I was getting IRS is coming after you unless you go and take us to your bank with you and sign over your, yeah.
And so what they're doing is they're playing upon your feelings towards the government and persons of authority. You know, if the IRS calls you or a police officer, then normally you've been taught to treat them with respect. If it's the IRS, to treat them with fear.
Well, they're not calling you, first of all. I want to make that clear. They don't call you to discuss your taxes.
Yeah, well, that's exactly the point.
Yeah.
The government is not going to call you. They'll send you a letter. And so don't fall for that type of scam. It doesn't work that way, so don't be susceptible to that. You should still respect authority, of course, but in this particular case, the IRS is not going to call you. They don't do that. Second, you like to please people.
That makes me more susceptible to scams.
Yeah,
wow.
So far I'm not looking too good. If you like to please people, they work on your good nature. That's how they get in and do the scam, because they find people, particular scams, try and find people who like to get along and just go along with whatever's going on and say, oh, yeah, I'm willing to help you out and so forth, and ends up being a scam and you end up losing out. Third, you're cocky. He said, nobody can get to me. And they use that against you.
Ooh.
Isn't that interesting?
You're a savvy investor, and so that's why we're contacting you about this new shopping center we're recruiting investors for.
Yeah, right. The article says, if you believe you're immune to being cheated, think again. Scammers are professionals and endlessly creative. They are always coming up with something new. Or if you've been a victim once before, you're especially going to be targeted, because there are networks of scammers who sell their list to other scammers, saying, we've got these people before, and if you pay us, we'll give you those people's names. And so if you've been slipped up once and been the victim of a scam, you're going to be targeted again.
So that's the top three. We're going to continue this again so we can get to a couple of our other topics. But those are the three big ones. Now, the first one was what again, Jamie?
You respect authority.
Mm-hmm.
You like to please people, and you're cocky or you're overconfident.
Ah, okay. If you found yourself in any of those, just know that you need to be sure that you're not becoming victimized by some of these very clever, scammy persons. That's our tip of the day to keep you out of trouble. Hopefully. Let's talk a little bit, Jamie, also, about a kind of a kindred issue to that I know that you wanted to talk about as well.
Well, one of the things I wanted to talk about this morning that's a hot button is prescription drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, healthcare is always an issue, and how we're going to pay for it.
Yep.
Whether we pay for it out of our pocket or whether we use insurance to pay for it, the cost of prescription drugs, especially for the elderly, is a big hot button issue. And this is a chart put out by the labor statistics about the top 10 brand name drugs most widely used by people 50 and older.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked over the last 10 years what our overall inflation rate has been for the economy versus what the inflation rate has been for these top 10 brand name drugs. So if we go back to 2008, the overall inflation rate was 3.8%. The inflation rate for these drugs was 10.1%.
All you got to do is have gone to your pharmacy and gotten some of these things over the last 10 years, and you've seen this hike.
Yeah, the next year, 2009, overall inflation rate was a negative number. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
When inflation was a negative number.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the inflation number was minus 0.4%. However, the inflation rate for these 10 brand-name drugs was 6.9%.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
2013 and 2014, I'll pick those years out. The inflation rate in both years was around 1.5%.
That's the country's inflation rate.
And overall inflation rate was about 1.5%. The inflation rate for these top 10 brand-name drugs, 16.1 both years.
So that means that you have to have really good insurance or, you know, good coverage, whether you're, even if you're on Medicare and getting your drugs paid for through one of these supplements or whatever, Medicare Advantage or something like that. Because this is just amazing, the amount of inflation.
Now, the point is that something's going to have to be done to help control the costs of these prescription drugs. You know, the prescription drug makers, one of the things that they say is, you know, that the high cost helps with product and development and the research that they do. Well, they do spend money doing that. But the reality is, when you look at the numbers for the drug companies, they spend more on marketing than they do on product development, mm-hmm. which was a surprise to me. I didn't think that would be true. Somehow that doesn't seem right,
mm-hmm.
that much money is being spent on advertising. I don't know that, you know, that there's a simple solution to any of this, but something needs to be done about that. I'm always surprised about the fact that the hospital systems are some of the biggest advertisers for some of the sports teams. I don't understand that. That money, personal opinion, should be spent taking care of people. You have to go to the hospital at some point. If you have to go to the hospital, I don't go to pick a hospital based upon their advertising. Generally, most of us pick a hospital because of our insurance company says that's where we have to go.
Yeah, insurance coverage is usually the driver on that.
Yeah.
But just be aware of these things. Even if, you know, you're younger, you're healthy, you don't really use prescription drugs right now, at some point in your life, you're going to be doing that. And those of you who are already, you know, in your 40s, 50s, etc., again, if you're working, you probably got some sort of coverage through work. And it blunts some of the impact of this. But still, this is stuff we all need to be concerned about, not just for today, but we need to really be super concerned as we're approaching retirement, because if we don't have full coverage on things or some of the senior plans that you can do, and you're out there really paying for drugs that you may need just to survive on a regular basis, you know, again, what your income is and your total benefits package, even at that point especially, is going to really matter.
Yeah, well, the statistics show that for older Americans, they average taking 4.5 medications each month.
Mm.
And that can add up to a total retail cost of more than $30,000 a year.
Yeah. So if you're on a fixed income,
I mean, that's a lot of money.
That's a big chunk. So you got a couple of grand a month that you can do on that. That's really $2,500 a month, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of interesting. One of the articles I read recently said that part of the problem with the prices for prescription drugs has to do with Medicare Part D.
Yes.
Because in Medicare Part D, there are lists of drugs and what they're willing to pay for those drugs to be covered. And whether or not that actually is the cost for the pharmaceutical company is a different issue. You would think those things would be connected, and they're not.
Mm.
And so it all has to do with... It's an issue that we need to be thinking about, and when you talk to your representatives, it's something that you need to be talking to them about, different ways to try and control some of this. Eventually, we're going to have to deal with this.
So all of that takes us into the idea of when you have the time of your life where you may not have as much opportunity to make more income to cover things, or maybe you've already got everything pared down in your life and you're getting ready to retire, so you've got maybe a smaller place to live in, you got a lot of your debts paid, hopefully. All right, this is one of the reasons why you need to be thinking ahead, and part of your support and most people's support is going to be Social Security. So let's talk a little bit about when to take Social Security, what most people mess up, because we don't want you to be in that situation. We want you to be looking forward, being stronger financially, whether you're 10 years from retirement, already thinking about within a year, or maybe already retired. This is very important info for you, and we're going to tackle that when we come back from this break. In the meantime, got a question or two? Here's our number for our private line, and that is 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Support the 18th annual Blyberville Fish Fry this Sunday with Industry State Bank at the Blyberville Fire Station. Enjoy a fish plate with trimmings at 11. Get fish by the pound to go from 9 till 10. They'll also have live and silent auctions and games for the kids. Industry State Bank hopes you will support the Blyberville Fish Fry. And if you're in need of a loan or want competitive rates, friendly service, years of experience, and loans that are kept in the bank and community, contact Industry State Bank or visit isbtx.com for more details. Industry State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Radio Shack is still here in Brenham. Cobbs Electronics, your Radio Shack store, is in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham. They've got musical, electrical, and acoustic instruments, including guitars and digital keyboards. Also, all the computer accessories you need to complete your computer or to set up a network. And the best part, they're right here in your own hometown. So for smart prices on the latest electronics and accessories, visit Cobbs Electronics, your Radio Shack store, open Monday through Friday from 9:30 till 6 and Saturdays till 5.
Step into the nostalgia at Glissman's Drugstore Museum. You'll be fascinated with this drugstore that looks just as it did in 1924. Also see photographs of historic downtown Brenham's past. At Glissman's, treasures abound on every shelf, nook, and showcase. Shop the variety of gift items available. And right now, many of their new items are on sale and more new items are arriving soon. Glissman's, 106 West Main Street in Brenham. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 till 5. Stop in Glissman's today.
Want to have some fun? Then get over to Rob's Fun Center at 1308 Highway 290 West in Brenham for the latest in side-by-sides, ATVs, motorcycle, and personal watercraft. Rob's Fun Center has complete lines of Polaris, Can-Am, and Sea-Doo, plus a full-service shop that's capable of doing everything from routine maintenance, complete rebuilds on the brands that sell, and on competitive brands. Find out more about Rob's Fun Center at 979-836-2700. Have fun on a motorcycle or ATV from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Quality sales, parts, and service.
Hello, this is Eugene Bodie with Tickler Toyota in Brenham, Texas. I am back at work full-time after a brief illness. I am a cool 86-year-old, still selling new and used cars and trucks. 2019 models are here. I am asking all of my old and new customers to come by or give me a call. Remember, there's no deal like a Bodie deal. 979-836-1615, Highway 290 West, on the loop.
Astros baseball is on KWHI. Tune in to hear the 2017 World Series champions, the Houston Astros, on KWHI 1280 in Brenham. Brought to you thanks to our Astros sponsors, Tekler Toyota, TDM Pipe and Steel, Apple Ford, Mattress Guys, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, SFS Schulte Farm Services, Fireplaces, etc., Brenham National Bank, Bluebonnet Petroleum, T3 Truck and Trailer, and Team Ford of Navasota. Please support our Astros sponsors, and for Astros baseball, keep your radio tuned right here on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7, your Houston Astros connection.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about saving for retirement?
Yeah, but how do I start?
It's easy with Avo, a retirement coach. Let's learn the Avo bet. For taking action.
Not anxiety?
No, Kevin, you're gonna be fine.
You sick?
Barely. V is for variety.
Huh. Change up my strategy. Okay.
O's for optimize your savings.
Let Avo lead the way.
Visit aceyourretirement.org today. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
With temperatures on the rise, heat-related injuries also increase. This is Sergeant Stephen Woodard with the Texas Department of Public Safety, reminding you that rising summer temperatures can create greater safety concerns, including the risk of heat exhaustion, heat stroke, or death. temperatures inside vehicles can rise more than 20 degrees in only 10 minutes. Children and pets should never be left unattended in a motor vehicle. Are you forgetting something?
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of this edition of the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group. I'm Tony Navarro. I'm a certified financial planner. In the studio with me, my colleague Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant, and Craig Montana here playing the hits. We wanted to get to some very important information about deciding how you make that decision of when to take Social Security benefits, because this is the most common question or series of questions we get, at least I do, about when should I do this, or we're coming in after someone has already made that decision and they've started their benefits, and it may not have been the best move. So I'm trying to get this out there because, Jamie, we see this all the time.
Well, it relates back to what we just talked about with inflation. Mm-hmm. If you make the wrong choices on your Social Security benefits, I think the last Social Security benefit payment increase was like 1.2%.
Yeah, and you were just saying prescription drugs went up what?
It's like 16%. So what do? Obviously, if you want your Social Security payments to be as high as possible, so that even if it's 1.2%, 1.2% of a bigger number is better than 1.2% of a lower number. And so the decision that you make as to the Social Security benefits that you're going to be receiving, when you start receiving them, is going to affect the amount that you're going to be receiving. And remember that this affects you for the rest of your life.
So we're talking tens of thousands of dollars,
at least
hundreds of thousands of dollars, right, over time. So here's a couple of things. This is actually partially based on a survey result from the Harris polling company, the big Harris people. Over 1,300 adults who are over age 50 and planning to retire in the next 10 years or so, or those people who are already retired, right? So you're close to retiring or you're already retired. And they asked people, all right, what about when you're going to take your Social Security benefit, right? So they're before age 65. And how are you looking at this? Because this is a very complicated issue. There are like 80-something different ways to take your Social Security benefits, all of the different benefits that there are. And most of us don't know how to do it. Now, one of the things is we do help people all the time as advisors with this decision-making process, because, Jamie, it's not easy.
It's not easy.
Simple, cut and dry.
It's not easy, especially if you're thinking about starting to take it before age 65. What are the repercussions to that? We have the ability. We have several services we can go to. All you have to do is bring in your Social Security earnings record and how old you are, and we can kind of give you what the different options are, and you can choose the one that best suits what your goals and objectives are.
And why are we saying this? Not just to toot our own horns here, but this Harris Poll survey found that those people who work with advisors saw 15% more on average in their benefits. 15%. And that's real money.
Well, if your benefit is $1,000 a month, 15% is $150 a month extra.
Yeah. So very important that you get together with somebody, an advisor who knows how Social Security works and the various claiming strategies, so that you don't end up shorting yourself as you're going through this. Because what we look for is, what if you withdraw before full retirement age, right? What happens to that benefit? And don't forget, that's also what's going to happen to your spouse's benefit. Yeah, very possibly so, right? Also, what about your health? You know, we ask people all the time, how are you feeling? What are things happening in, with your folks, maybe? Is this indicative if you had a problem with, in your family, a certain types of physical ailments that crop up?
Right.
Right. So all of these things, these are factors. And what kind of things do you want to do in retirement? Are you going to be able to fund those? And it, can you do that if you take your Social Security before your full retirement age? What happens? These are some of the issues.
Well, and another issue, obviously, is do you need the money currently?
Yes.
If you need the money currently, the number of options that you have is restricted a little bit because you have to do it based upon the fact that you need that income now, not later.
So there are always extenuating circumstances.
That's right.
But that's what financial planners should be doing, is talking with you about these types of situations, because this is a big decision that's going to impact you for the next 10, 15, 20, 30 years, maybe longer. When should you take Social Security, and maybe why, right? You just talked about. So these are big decisions. So when we come back on the next program, on, what is it, Monday? on Monday, we'll go back over this a little bit more and add to it so you can put your thinking cap on and really gear yourself up to make the right decision and get the proper kind of advice. Here's our phone number at the office. If you're getting ready to do this kind of thing or have someone you know or love that's looking at this, get them to get proper advice. If you want to give us a call at the office, come in for the free review. We're glad to help you with this. 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903.
Thanks for joining us this morning. We'll see you back here on Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.